we might get them just a little bit on the early side. Okay. I like to start calling about 45 seconds before expected AOS.
Okay, very good. I will try and move expeditiously then and get you a little bit of extra time up front.
Okay, and on the station, Tim's out. We've got myself and Don Dalby.
Okay, hey, Don. Thanks for helping out, sir.
Actually, he can't hear you at the moment.
You can just wave to him for me.
Okay, he can hear you now.
Okay, hey, Don. Thanks for helping out, sir.
Sure. Thank you.
All right, very good. All right, so I'm going to go back to my checklist, Linda. I was impressed. All of you folks remembered to say over at the end of your question, and that's very important. What happens is at the amateur radio station in California, they need to switch from transmitting, sending a signal up to the space station, and they need to turn over their equipment so that it can hear Clay answering your question. And the ground station needs, they appreciate hearing that word open or over at the end of your question so that they know when to stop transmitting and when to start receiving. So you folks did an excellent job with that. And Linda, I was going to ask you in the script for just a very brief one-minute introduction to the hospital, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, as Bill and I were talking, we're expecting to hear from the space station right as they come up over the horizon, as they rise out of the from over the ocean. But we may start losing their signal at the end. Hopefully we'll have enough time to get all 10 of you to get your questions asked. Sometimes we do have problems with this, and so I hope you won't be too disappointed if you don't get a chance to get your question asked and answered. We'll do our best. Now, what will probably happen is at the end of the contact, Clay's voice will start getting very faint, and you'll start hearing static, and he'll start to fade out. Now, at that point, Bill will come back onto the teleconference, and he'll tell you that the contact is almost over, and he'll ask you to do a big thank you. And so normally, during this contact, while you're asking your questions and listening to the answers, everybody has to be absolutely as quiet and not move around. And also, folks should take a moment to turn off their cell phones or set them to vibrate. And the same thing for pagers. So if you get phone calls during the contact, it won't interrupt the proceedings. Because we just have about 9 minutes. Now, near the end of the contact, if we start losing Clay's signal, Bill will come back on again, and he'll say, go ahead and do a big thank you. And that's the time when you all have a chance to yell out a big thank you to Clay. And Bill will he'll hold down the transmit key, and Clay might be able to hear you on the space station, even though we can't hear him, because the ground station in California can transmit much better than the space station can. Now, there's going to be a lot of tension at the beginning of the contact with Bill calling the space station, and we probably won't hear back from Clay on board the space station immediately, so it's going to be very exciting, and everybody's going to be tempted to clap or cheer or something when they first hear from Clay. You need to not do that. You need to be absolutely quiet so that you can start immediately asking that first question to try and get all the questions asked and answered. Does that sound good, Linda?
Yes, I hear that.
Okay. And then I assume you have some folks there taking digital photos and things?
I think so, yes.
There are probably like 49 people there taking digital photos?
Yeah, that's okay. Just in the front row.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Frank Bauer, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good, sir. Is Rick still the person at ARRL to get some digital photos?
Yeah, I actually think also we need to get them sent to Carol Jackson.
Oh, okay, very good.
And Lou, maybe you can facilitate some of that with you being there.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, Lou, yeah, if you could do that afterwards, because I'm not sure I have Carol's email address, but if you could make sure that she and Rick Lindquist, who's November 1, Romeo Lima, at ARRL.org.
Now, Rick's not there anymore, but one, I'll make sure.
Okay, all right. Very good. Thanks, sir. And I think that's pretty much the stuff that I have on my checklist. Linda, did you have any questions or concerns?
I think we're all set and ready.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we have about 4 minutes until I'll start the script. Bill, how are you and Don doing? Do you have any questions or concerns?
Nope, we're just fine. We're waiting. I'm waiting for you to start the script so I can turn on IRLP here locally. Hopefully it will be available.
Okay, very good. And Frank, how are you doing? Have I forgotten anything to check, or are we doing okay?
Will, you're doing the fantastic job you always do.
Oh, amazing. I blush. You can't see me over the telecon, but I'm blushing. Okay, thanks, folks. Well, so now, like so many things in the space program, I assume some of you folks have watched the space shuttle countdowns on the television, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that you hear about on there are holds in the countdown. And those are basically, that's basically time that gets inserted into your countdown so that if you have any problems, that's time that you can work to resolve problems and still be ready to launch at the exact instant when you need to launch. And we're kind of at that point. Everything worked well and everybody was doing their job. And your children were asking their questions just excellently. So we've got a couple minutes to burn while we wait to do that script. So I don't know if anybody had any questions there about the procedures or what's going on.
No, we feel like we're on a space shuttle launch.
Well, you folks are part of the space program now, because so congratulations. You know, they're about... 20 or 30,000 people involved in operating shuttles and space stations and things like that, doing all sorts of different things. So you folks are part of that process now. So.
Okay, well, thanks for the opportunity. Oh,
yeah. Oh, no, thanks. And hope you folks enjoy this. And maybe it'll spark a little bit of interest in ham radio or outer space exploration in your in the children who are participating today. We're about 7 minutes and 40 seconds till we expect to hear from Clay, about a minute and a half till we run the script. And we've got Graham today who's running the audio out to EchoLink. And Bill, you're doing IRLP?
I'm not doing it. I'm hoping it's up because I want to bring up one of our local repeaters on it.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, anyway, thanks very much, Graham, for running the audio out on EchoLink, and greetings to anybody who happens to be out there. We're a couple minutes out from starting the ARIS amateur radio contact to the space station with the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children, and we're hoping to hear from astronaut Clay Anderson, KB5PLA, on board the space station. And about a half minute until we'll start the script. And Linda, you folks still excited, still want to do this?
We're still here, waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and now's the time for everybody to settle in and get very, very quiet. Because for the next 10 minutes or so, we'll need we'll need to be very, very quiet as possible.
Reminder, cell phones and papers off.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and start the script, and I wanted to say hello, everyone. This is Will Marchant, KC6ROL, from the Space Sciences Lab at the University of California, Berkeley. And through the help of amateur radio volunteers, the crew on the ISS, and Verizon Conferencing, we hope to soon establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 200 miles above the Earth over California. And this is all accomplished with ARIS, which is amateur radio on the International Space Station. And the ISS is currently flying over the Pacific Ocean, and it's whizzing along at about 17,500 miles an hour. Now, this contact will be performed using the Telebridge network, And that's a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to contact the ISS. And ARIS is a consortium of volunteers from 9 nations that develop and operate the amateur radio stations on board the International Space Station. Now, some members of ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Worldwide AMSAT Radio Amateur Satellite Corporations, and NASA. And the amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS today is W6SRJ in California. And that's being operated by Bill Hillendahl, whose call sign is KH6GJV, and Don Dalby, KE6UAY. And thanks for helping us out today, Bill and Don.
You bet. Glad to do it.
All right. Thanks, guys. And the conference today is possible because of a worldwide communications network provided courtesy of Verizon Conferencing. And we'd like to thank Monica and Mary for helping us out with that. And we're just a little over 4 minutes until we expect to hear from the space station. Now, our contact for today is with the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children in Orlando, Florida. And now we're going to briefly check in with the children. And I've asked Linda Jones at the Arnold Palmer Hospital to briefly tell us about the children that are taking part today.
Good afternoon. We have kids here at Arnold Palmer Hospital in Orlando, Florida, and we have a wide range of ages and interests, and we are looking forward excitingly to talking to the astronauts. And as a next-door neighbor to the space station, we really appreciate the opportunity to talk with one of the astronauts.
Excellent. Very good. And some of you probably even had a chance to see this crew fly up to the space station in the shuttle. So we're a little over 3 minutes before the contact is expected to start. And Bill and Don, before the contact begins, if you could please just briefly tell us about your station, where you are, and how you'll handle the conversation, please.
Yeah, sure. We're located in Santa Rosa, California, which is about an hour north of San Francisco. We're located at the college campus of the Santa Rosa Junior College in Santa Rosa. The station was built in 1995 by a bunch of volunteers, myself and Don included, and we've been operating in the ARIS program ever since. And the weather today is bright, clear, just a few clouds, and in the mid-70s. It's great.
Excellent. Another lovely day in California. I'll just also mention that Tim Bosma, who's the ARIS operations manager at this point, works on campus as well. So the Santa Rosa campus is a hotbed of ARIS activity. Now, we've got just about 2.5 minutes until we expect to hear from the station. Now, Bill, what will happen is about 45 seconds before we expect to hear from Clay, you'll start calling him.
Yes, that is correct. And what you're going to hear is, I'll let everybody know, I'm going to loosen up the swells control. You'll hear a rushing noise, a hissing noise, and you'll hear me calling for the astronaut. And it will take probably several calls. I like to start calling early because sometimes we can establish contact just a little early because we have a pretty good antenna system.
Okay, very good. And then once you get a good contact with Clay, you'll then ask for the first question from the Arnold Palmer Hospital, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, very good. And hopefully we'll get a chance to get all 10 of those questions, I think it is, about asked and answered. But I want everyone to remember that what we're doing on board the ISS is an experiment. So we can never tell the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. And I just wanted to remind all the questioners to remember to say the word over at the end of your question. That's very important. So we have just about almost a minute until the space station should be coming over our ground station in California. So Bill and Don, I'm going to hand it over to you and wish everybody the best of luck and hoping for a good contact. You ready, sir?
We are ready, yes.
Okay, so take it away, Bill and Don.
Okay, we're just letting the antennas come into position, and they're there. Okay, here comes the noise. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is W6SRJ. A1SS and A1SS. This is W6SRJ. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is W6SRJ.
NA1SS, over.
NA1SS, this is W6SRJ. We just came in over the horizon. Hospital, go ahead with your first question.
What kind of food do you eat and is it good? Over.
I was just eating some peanut M&M's, so the candy's pretty good up here, but we eat lots of fish and chicken and meat, and a lot of it comes in cans, but it's pretty good.
How long can you stay out on spacewalk? Over.
In a US-2, we can stay out for almost 7 hours, 7 hours and 20 minutes, so it's quite a long time. The Russians, they stay out about 5.5 hours. Over.
What experiments are you doing in space? Over.
Right now I'm working on an experiment that watches what I eat and drink, and it checks out to see how my bones and muscles are doing. We also do experiments like one of them's going to look at the composition of our air up here to make sure that nobody gets sick. Over.
What duties are yours on the space station? Over.
I kind of watch out for the U.S. lab and the U.S. modules, and I'm also lead for the spacewalk we're going to do next Monday on the 23rd. Over.
How do you communicate with your family? Over.
Well, I can do it via AM radio, but we also have email, and we have an internet protocol phone, so I can call my family every single day just like you're talking on the phone at home. Over.
What do you do if you get sick in space? Over.
If I get sick in space, we have a doctor, Oli Kotov, on board. He can fix me up, and we have lots of good medicines that will keep us well. Over.
What can you see on Earth from space? Over.
I can see almost anything. I flew over Lake Okeechobee and Key West and Florida the other day, and Orlando and Disney World. It was beautiful. Over.
How long will the space station last? Over.
It's scheduled to go until about the year 2015, but I imagine that it'll go a little past that, and I really don't know the total answer to the question. Over.
What kind of skills do you need to be an astronaut? Over.
You need to go to college, and you need to do well and get decent grades. You don't have to be great, but you have to have a technical degree, and after that, you just apply and see what happens. Over.
What is your favorite thing to do on the space station?
Oh. Right now, it's to look out the window and take pictures of our beautiful Earth. Over.
How does the space station stay in orbit? Over.
We stay in orbit by going at a speed that's fast enough. Imagine you spin a yo-yo around on that string, and the string is kind of like our gravity, and then the yo-yo stays at a given distance above your hand as you spin it. So it's kind of a similar idea. We're going fast enough that we fall toward the Earth, but we're falling at the same rate that the Earth's surface curves, so we never fall below our altitude. Over.
How does the airspace pressure space station? Over.
We have machines on here that scrub the air and clean out the carbon dioxide, and it also cleans out anything else, like if we have a fire or something. And then we breathe oxygen and air just like you do on Earth. Over.
If an object hits the space station, what would you do? Over.
Hopefully, if it hits us, it's not very big. The station has protection from micrometeoroids, but if it was something really huge, we might have a leak, and then we might have to do some emergency procedures and come home. Over.
What was your lunch in the shuttle like? Over.
It was really jumbly and bumpy and loud and a lot of fun. Over.
How much water do you use and how did you get it?
We get most of our water from the shuttles that come up. They deliver us water, and we also get some from Russia through their Progress spacecraft, which has water tanks in it that we transfer the water over. Over.
Do the solar panels provide all the power for the space station? Over.
Yes, they do, pretty much, and we also have really big batteries, so the sun also charges the batteries through the solar panels in case something breaks and we need to run on battery power for a while. Over.
How many computers do you use on the space station? Over.
We have a bunch, but most of them, the big ones, are 6 Russian ones and 3 American ones, and then a whole bunch of other smaller ones that control everything on the station, and of course we have lots of laptops. Over.
When and how will you return to Earth? Over.
I'm scheduled to come back to Earth and land in Florida sometime in late October on STS-120, the shuttle flight. Over.
How do you exercise in space? Over.
Mill, and we have a bicycle, and we have rubber band-like weights. And in order to do all those exercises, you have to have straps that hold you down to the equipment so you don't float away. Over.
How many people can stay on a space station? Over.
Right now we have about 3, and then when a shuttle comes, that brings the total number up to 10, and if the Soyuz is docked, that adds 3 more. So about 13 is our limit, but we can't do it for very long. Over.
Alright, thank you very, very much.
Hey, you've got time. Get some more questions in.
Any more questions you guys want to ask? Yes. Is it fun in the space shuttle? Over.
Yeah, it's pretty fun in the shuttle. It's kind of small, though. Not a lot of room to move around. Over.
How do you like take showers and stuff in the space station? Over.
We don't take a shower. We do a towel bath. We get a towel really wet, and we scrub our body all over the place and brush our teeth and wash our hair. Over.
Do you play games in the space shuttle? Over.
Do you play what? I didn't copy that last one. Over.
Games. Over.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I couldn't get that one. Over.
It's quite games. Play games.
Oh, yeah, we play games all the time. We play basketball, and we play trivia games and all sorts of stuff. Over.
Where do you sleep? Over.
I sleep in a place called the Temporary Sleep Station. It's about the size of a phone booth. Over.
Do you like the food you eat in space? Over.
Yeah, I like the food we eat in space. I wish we had more of it and a different variety. Over.
Do you like checkers?
Over.
Over.
Love to play checkers, but we can't keep the checkers on the board up here with no gravity. Over.
Do you talk to your family in space? Over.
I usually talk to my family on it every day, and then I get to have a video conference with them once a week on the weekends. Over.
Do a space shuttle have a bathroom? Over.
Yes, it has a bathroom. It's not very big, and you have to close the curtain to have some privacy. Over.
If you got the chance, would you go back into space? Over.
If I understood you, I'd love to come back into space, but it depends on how long I have to train. Over.
What does it look like in space? Over.
The Earth is beautiful. Every place, even when it's a desert where people can die, it's just a beautiful place. The oceans are beautiful. When I flew over Key West the other day, the colors were so magnificent, I couldn't believe it. Over.
If a solar flare drifts you away, what do you do? Over.
Say that one again, please.
If a solar flare drifts you, what do you do? Over.
We get ready for it to die. Open all the hatches and all our crewmates from the shuttle come on board the space station. Over.
Have you seen, like, the Milky Way of space? Over.
So I'm trying to figure out how to make the inside of the station dark enough so I can look out the windows and see that sort of thing. Over.
Okay, about 30 seconds.
And do you have 2 bedrooms in your room?
Okay, we're about to lose him, so everybody say thank you.
Over. Over.
Okay, sounds good. Go ahead and send up a thank you.
And he tried to respond, but he's a little out of our thing. We thank you very much. This is W6SRJ in Santa Rosa. I think that's a record, 33 questions answered.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station W6SRJ in California, operated by Bill Hillendahl and Don Dalby, contacted Clay Anderson, 85PLA, aboard the International Space Station, talking with children at the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children in Orlando, Florida. And Verizon Conferencing donated the telecommunications facilities so that we could share this occasion today. And we'd like to thank Mary and Monica, our operators. Gene Chaplin, K5YFL, was the ERIS mentor responsible for helping the school prepare. Joe Singer, N4IPV, was the ham radio coordinator for the hospital. And thanks, Lou, very much for being there to help out. And now for the international volunteer team of ERIS, including the radio amateur satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, and NASA, this is Will Marchant, amateur radio operator, KC6ROL, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms, 73, which is best wishes. Well, congratulations, Linda. You and your children did an excellent job there.
Thank you. They're a great group.
Yeah, good. Congratulations. I think that is a record.
Okay. 33 answered questions. I think that's a record, Will.
Yes, that's got to be a record. So, you folks did an excellent job. And Linda, did you have any questions from your end? Or?